You've never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind, and presented by Melrose Credit Union, this is the Taxi Dave Show.
Okay, kids. Now you get out there and remember, red means stop, green means go.
So let's go. Go crazy. Let's get
and this is the place to be, the Taxi Dave Show. I'm Taxi Dave. We are here in retired cab driver's house down in Boca Raton, Florida. That's where we're broadcasting from. We're here with Abe Middleman. Hey, Abe, thanks for letting us broadcast here.
Hello, everybody, and it's great to be with Taxi Dave. And go ahead, Dave, let's do the show.
And we're also here with Claire, County Claire. We're here with Sue also. I don't know if Mike should be calling in from the studio shortly, but if not, we have a lot to go over today. We have some guests. The Taxi Limousine Commission is going to be on. We also have Jason Gross, the head of the Curb Mobile business at Verifone Taxi Systems. He's going to be on. And at the very end of the show, for those of you who like doo-wop and rock and roll, Larry Chance is going to be on. Larry Chance and the Earls.
Oh,
we happened to see him down here last night. It was really great.
Mm-hmm.
We also can have some discussions about the second cars, about apps. I have some recalls. And a very, very nice letter from somebody in the Caribbean Daily. Well, I'll get to that in a moment. So I'm down here. And we get to where we're staying, and I decide, you know what? I really do need a car. I mean, we're going to Abe's house, and we have to go here, and we have to go there and pick up equipment. So I said, you know what? Let me call Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Those are the people who pick you up. So I call Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and they were very honest. They said, we don't have any cars in the category that you want to rent. I said, well, what categories do you have cars in? And they said, we have no cars at all. I said, this is true. This is in Florida. So Enterprise Rent-A-Cars had no cars. So I said, you know what? Let me go online and look at budget. So I'm for anybody who's ever rented a car, pay attention, okay? So I go on budget, and I see the type of vehicle that I want to rent down here in Florida. And you can pay X amount of dollars if you pay when you go there and get the car, or you can pay now and it's like $10 less a day. I'm like, well, you know what? I'm going to pay now. So I pay now and I get the vehicle that I want and I go over the budget and the woman at the counter says, we have no cars available in your category. I said, well, what category do you have cars available in? She says, we don't have any cars available. I said, but I just reserved the car online, and you took the reservation. Well, that doesn't make a difference. We don't have the cars. So I'm like, well, I want to cancel the reservation. She says, well, there's a $25 penalty for canceling the reservation. I said, wait a second. You're charging me $25 for not giving me a car that you accepted the order on? Yes.
They're punishing you.
So, but there is a car company that rents cars. They're not well known. And I've been using them for some time now down in Florida. They're called Sixt, S-I-X-T. I'm not going to say anything about them except look it up. They are fantastic. If you have an iPhone, they will text you where the van is to pick you up, to take you there from the airport. They have your flight schedule. They tell you when your vehicle is available in your class, what kind, and I've never had a problem with them. So I think the American businesses have something to learn here. At least Enterprise said, well, we're out of cars. We can't pick you up. But to take a reservation online and pay and get there and say, we don't have any cars, even though you reserved it, and then penalize you for canceling it. Does that make any sense to anybody here?
I don't think so.
Anyway, our phone number is 800-321-0710. And the Taxi Dave Show is still brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. And our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Hey, JFK Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mikey.
Hello, Mike.
How you doing? All right, listen, the weather here in New York City, I'm guessing, has to be a lot worse than down in Florida, because right now I'm about a foot in water at the main lot, but we are moving. People need cabs, so that's a great thing. I'm glad you crazy kids got together down there, because it's kind of like Yalta 2.0, you know what I mean?
So let me tell you about, since you're in New York, I'll give you some flood warnings in New York City, and I'm in Florida, okay?
Right.
New York City has sent out a flood condition on the Queensbound Brooklyn-Queens Expressway at Cadman Plaza in Brooklyn. They've also sent out flood warnings on the Van Wyck Expressway. And anybody going to JFK Airport, call your carrier. There are multiple cancellations, okay? That's all out of New York City.
Right, and I would guess Happy Halloween is in there somewhere also, so it's a very strange weekend indeed. And also just want to remind everybody real quick that there's a seatbelt law that goes in effect for cab drivers, I think, this week, if I'm not mistaken. It's we didn't have to wear seatbelts back in the past, but I think Cuomo just signed into law for this week that cabbies have to wear seatbelts for the first time ever. So you might want to make a mental note of that in New York City.
Well, Governor Cuomo said, his quote is, it's long overdue. It's a lifesaver. Mm-hmm. It does prevent serious injury and death. But under the existing laws, taxis and liveries and buses are excluded from the seatbelt law. Now, there's an assemblyman, Gary Pretlow from Westchester. Gee, isn't that where Governor Cuomo lives? What a coincidence.
Shocking.
Okay, that assemblyman said that he never understood why cabs were exempt from the law in the first place. And his quote is, cabs have been known to drive a little erratic, especially in New York City. For safety's sake, people in cabs should be required to wear a seatbelt. And that's also going to be required for the passenger in the front seat. So that's going to in November.
Yeah.
And somebody questioned him about police, and he said, well, police don't wear seatbelts, but they give tickets to people who don't wear seatbelts. And this is going to be funny. He's going to enforce the law for police officers to wear seatbelts. So they're going to have to give themselves a ticket if they forget to wear their seatbelt.
Perfect.
I think the cab driver should give the police the tickets.
There you go.
Perfect.
That's right.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Much better.
Well, I'll just say it's going to be very interesting because I'm driving a cab that has a solid partition. So I don't know how I can check these people constantly to see if they're wearing their seatbelt. And like I
wouldn't
said,
worry
it used
about
to be back
that. I wouldn't worry about that. It's the front seat they're talking about. All right, let's take
some
callers.
Okay. Listen, do your thing. Thank you very much. And
you
have a great
line,
show.
Or
I'll
no?
see you guys next week.
You're not going to stay on the line?
I'll check in later because I'm all set to go out. I'm being dispatched.
Fine. Nice speaking with you, Mike. Take care, man. Be safe out there with all the flooding around New York City. Carolyn, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Hey, Dave. And
hey,
Abe and Claire.
Hi, Carolyn.
How are you guys doing?
Hi, we're great. How are you?
Good. Are you having a party down there somewhere south of the Mason-Dixon line? That's all I know.
Yeah.
well, you were invited,
jealous.
Carolyn, but you couldn't get a bus, right?
Right.
we'll wait for you.
Anytime, just let me know. Dave, I think I heard you say something last week that you might be going off the air after November 5th. I hope that's not so. Because we can't lose you. You're very important for morale.
Well, we'll talk to you more about it next week.
We'll talk later. Okay. As you know, I'm a medallion owner, like many of your callers and listeners, and I won't go into all the trials and tribulations. We all know about that. But I just wanted to let people know, for those who don't know, that there is an organization that's by, for, and of medallion taxi owners, also known as New York City Taxi Medallion Owner Driver Association, NYC TMODA for short, which was started by Sohan Gill a couple of years ago. The TLC knows us well. And I think I just heard you say the TLC is going to be on your show tonight. And we need to make it
It's not going to be a commissioner as far as one of the nine members of the commission, nor Mira Zoshi. We're having Deputy Commissioner Molina on to talk about some safety issues with daylight savings time coming.
Oh, okay. Then I'll get in touch with them separately to make an appointment because TMODA needs to go down to see them. We try to look out.
If you were planning on putting the TLC on the spot tonight,
yes.
Don't do it.
No. I just want to let people know that our website, which we have, nyctmoda.com, has been brought back to life by a volunteer named Geraldine, and we thank her. We're not the most tech-savvy people, so we have Twitter, we have Facebook, and a website. And you can sign up for text alerts so that you, as a medallion owner, will know what's going on in the industry, what events are coming up, what meetings are going to be had at the TLC and the City Council, just so you'll know what's going on and you can have some input. I've met with many City Council people over the last 2 years, and they have all said that they want to hear from you, the medallion owner. Because they can't help you if they don't hear from you.
So if somebody wants to join, if they own a medallion, instead of complaining to their passengers, they should really do something about it and join an association. There is power in numbers, and people need to get involved. So how do they join T-Moda, NYC T-Moda?
www.nyctmoda.com. There's a link on Abe's excellent website, NYC Taxi News. .com. Yes, so they can do it that way. And there's also links on Abe's excellent website to the City Council. So you don't even have to do too much work. You can find out who your council person is and get in touch with them. They really do want to hear from you. That's what they keep telling me.
Hear that, folks? So, Carolyn's providing a service. Medallion owners, here is part of the solution. If you're not part of the solution, then you really are part of the problem. Stop complaining and get involved. Carolyn,
right.
Thanks for calling.
There's thousands of them that we haven't heard from, so they need to get in touch.
All right, thanks for calling the Taxi Dave Show. You know what, we'll take one quick call before we have Chief Molina on from the TLC. Bert, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show. Bert, going once.
Hi, David. How are you, Dave?
Okay, Bert.
David, to follow up what Carolyn said, the best representation that the taxi industry has, David, is you and your show. So before anybody should think about letting you go off the air, the medallion owners need to step up right now. They don't have to worry about organizations. You are the organization, and before you go off the air, you need to have a number, Dave. I want to say right now that I'm a medallion owner. I don't know how long I'm going to be a medallion owner for, but I am a medallion owner for many years, Dave, over 40 years. And I would like to just contribute to your show on a monthly basis, David. You could take it right out of my bank account. And every medallion owner should feel the same way. You are the best hope for the industry, not the smaller organizations that I never heard of, you know, because you have to compete with so many other things. You are the answer, and you are the voice, and now is their chance to step up. You need to have a number, Dave, right on the air. Find the number on the air with somebody can call in and divide the amount of medallion owners you have to see how much money you need every month. And we can support your show, and we need your show, and this should be the answer. You shouldn't have to go look for outside sponsors. Right here, there's your sponsors, Dave, the taxi owners. This is their show. You are their voice.
Bert, I want to thank you very much for that.
That's so kind.
We'll be speaking more about it next week, and I really do appreciate it. But if you know, I mean, you had a business that was worth X amount. And if if somebody asked you, no matter what industry you're in, folks, no matter what business you're in, let's say you're a business owner, would you be willing to put up 10% of the value of your business to save the other 90%? Most people say yes, and they never put $1 into saving their business. And now they certainly wish they had. So I appreciate what you're saying about the show, Bert. And if you really do like the Taxi Dave Show and you can afford $100 a month, okay, we'll talk about that more next week. And next week, by the way, before I forget, I understand that the attorney, his name's Todd Higgins, is going to be on to talk about the latest appeal. So thanks for calling, Bert, and listening to the Taxi Dave Show. Really appreciate it. Okay, with us right now is Chief of the Uniform Services of the Taxi and Limousine Commission, Chief Molina. I hope I gave you the right title, Chief. Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show.
Good evening, David. Thank you for having me on. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with your listeners and to speak with you about our dusk and darkness and our daylight savings time that's coming up.
Okay. So for those of you who, spring back, fall ahead, or is it fall back, spring ahead? It's fall back. I know. It's fall back, spring ahead. That's going to happen early on Sunday, November 5th. That's next Sunday. So if you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show at 8 and you don't hear us, that means you forgot to set your... No. Is that going to... Yeah, that's right. You forgot to set your clock back. And isn't that the time of year? I remember picking up a guy, took him to work. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. And he said, is today a holiday? I said, why? He says, it's 9 o'clock. There's nobody on the streets. I said, no, it's 7 o'clock. You're supposed to set your clock back, not forward. True story.
I'm sure there are many like that.
Chief Molina, what most people don't realize, it's also one of the most dangerous couple of days when we go back to daylight savings time. At the end of it, daylight savings time. Can you talk about it with us, please? Tell our listeners why it's so dangerous and what happens.
Sure. You know, I mean, we're going to be setting back our clocks 1 hour, so we're going to have more light in the morning. There'll be earlier sunsets and evenings. I'm going to be darker quickly. So it's important during this time that we be vigilant about the potential for collisions when it's hard to see. You know, during the time of dusk, more pedestrians are hurt in crashes than any other time. And our vision drops tenfold as night falls. You know, the lack of light makes it difficult for our eyes to focus properly. It affects our depth perception, and color vision all suffer. So a driver, especially, you know, our drivers, right, who play a very, very important role in our transportation in the city, they may not recognize a pedestrian until it's too late, right? So that's the purpose of me coming on the show this evening to talk about that. Pedestrians, particularly children, may not realize how dark it is outside at 5 p.m. and how little visibility there is. So please, you know, for everybody that's driving out there, especially our professional for-hire force, during dusk and evening, be extra aware and cautious.
Chief, let me ask you something about pedestrian fatalities. Okay, sure. I understand that there's an upswing once we set the clocks back. Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, pedestrian fatalities typically go up about 50% from September through January in New York City. And each year, you know, traffic crashes cause more than about 200 deaths a year citywide, as well as about 4,000 serious injuries, right? So we need your help in making this pattern a distant memory.
All right, so what would you suggest that drivers do, any drivers, when you're on the road?
Yeah, I mean, you drive slower, you know, keep an eye out for pedestrians, you know, be careful pausing to scan all the crosswalks before making a turn. Even though the 1 hour time difference may not seem like it's significant, it's important to not to underestimate the change, right? Give yourself extra time to rest as your body adjusts to the time change. You know, fatigue can decrease reaction time and coordination, and it puts you at greater risk as well for a crash.
Okay, well, we appreciate everything you do to continue driver safety and support the yellow taxi industry. I know that we were just going to talk about dusk and darkness and how dangerous it is for pedestrians, for children, and drivers need to be extra careful driving. In fact, when they go to work and they're not used to driving in the dark, a lot of accidents happen. You know, they're getting they're driving in the dark and they're just not used to it. Mm-hmm. But let me just throw you a curve here.
Okay.
We have a situation where a lot of private plates, whether they're from New York State or even other places, but private passenger plates are picking up street hails. And I'd like you to tell me what the TLC is doing about that in New York City.
Yeah, so this fiscal year, right, which started in July, we actually began the program around sort of towards the end of fiscal year 17 because of this issue, right? I mean, we have to protect, you know, we have an obligation to protect the for-hire industry, the taxi industry, right? And what we started doing is we have a forfeiture program. And it's really different than just the seizure program of the past, right? And we believe it's going to be a greater deterrent to these sort of unlicensed operators, also known as straight plate cars, that are trying to provide illegal unlicensed service to the unwitting public out there that's looking for a safe way to get from wherever they're trying to go to. So this forfeiture program, I think, is going to really be a game changer. And as you see now, many of these straight plate cars are newer. So I think losing them from these unlicensed operators is going to really start to hurt them and deter them.
How is it starting to hurt them? What specifically is the Taxi and Limousine Commission doing? Are you writing any summonses?
Yeah, so in addition to the offenders being written summonses,
the enforcement... I'm glad to hear you give them summonses. That's great.
In addition, because that's not only summonses, right? So it's summonses. The enforcement division checks these cars to see if they had a prior conviction in the past. Depending on when the time frame of that conviction was, then the enforcement division officers seize the vehicle, and they work with our prosecution unit to not only get a conviction within the trial proceedings right in the court, but then the agency then actively goes to forfeiture the vehicle so that the city can auction it off.
So what you're saying is those private plate cars, all those drivers listening now who are driving in New York City or on their way, okay, who are registered in other parts of New York State and saying, hey, I'm going to go pick up street hails. Am I right in saying the Taxi and Limousine Commission is going after them right now?
Yes, we're going after them, right? So in the cases when we have a repeat offender and we have a conviction, then we will take possession of the vehicle and go to court to win a conviction against the offender, which would be a sort of like a second conviction, and then we will commence forfeiture proceedings if we win that case.
If it's their first time, then
they will be summoned, and they will go to a court proceeding, and they will pay a fine that's agreed to by the court.
All right. Well, that's really great news, and I want to appreciate everything you're doing. Because that is helping the yellow taxi industry and the legitimate for-hire industry.
Yeah.
Folks, there's no TNC plate on your car that you've called the wrong car. No other cars are allowed to pick up. If you pick up your hand, only yellow cars can stop for you. Okay?
Yeah.
That's it.
Just like Vision Zero, it's urgently important for us to protect those drivers who do it right. They follow the rules. And we need to, as the commission, we need to protect the industry and protect those drivers from predatory poachers who steal their fares. That we're not going to stand for.
This is Abe here. I'd like to ask you a question. There were a lot of reports about how Uber cars pull up to people on the street and ask them on the spot to tap their apps to call an Uber car. Okay, is the TLC doing anything about that?
So when our officers are out there, whether they're in plain clothes or they're in uniform, and they are in areas, well, anywhere in the city where a non-yellow, if they're in the exclusionary zone, or any of outer boroughs and it's not a green, and it appears that there's a street hail going on, we interview the passengers, we interview the driver. If the driver or passenger alleged that it was an e-hail type app, then we would actually look at the phone to see the app. So, our officers have been trained to sort of adapt to this sort of new world that we're in now as far as what we have called e-hailing. And we're being very, very we're cognizant of what's going on out there.
Chief Molina, let me ask you something else.
Sure.
I mean, you have a great task ahead of you. Are you getting any help from the NYPD?
Absolutely. We have an amazing relationship with the NYPD. The collaboration and the partnership that we have with them has really been a game changer for us, especially over the last, 6 months or so. We have joint operations that not only get scheduled through the Chief of Transportation's office, but what we've done is we've built stronger relationships with the actual local precincts. So we're not just waiting from the top down, right, to sort of schedule these joint operations that we have. We work with the local precincts, many of their local precinct commanders and the special operation lieutenants. And it's good because the NYPD and us, when it comes to sort of Vision Zero, traffic safety, making sure that non-licensed operators are not operating, we are on equal footing in really tackling that issue together. So they have been a great partner in us in trying to address these issues that affect licensed drivers every day.
I just got an email in. He's listened. Somebody's listening and said, how about enforcement at the Port Authority properties like the airports?
So we actually do have, we do enforcement at both JFK and LaGuardia. We actually have enforcement squads assigned to JFK Airport. So they do enforcement there, and they also turn out at JFK Airport. And what we've done is to sort of like make sure that our enforcement squads aren't sort of singly focused. We actually rotate the squad, right? So all of our squads rotate and do enforcement at our airports at JFK and LaGuardia. And our, we have a great relationship with the Port Authority PD. They're very, very supportive of us. And we actually do, you know, we share the commission rules with them. And we have a really, really great working relationship with the Port Authority PD as well.
Chief Molina, I want to thank you for being on the Taxi Dave Show. You are the Chief of Uniform Services at the Taxi and Limousine Commission. And if you have one thing to say to drivers out there who aren't licensed by the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission and want to pick up illegally, whether it's at the airports or on the streets of New York City, what would your message be to them?
I would tell them not to do it. It's not worth it. It's going to negatively impact them economically. And if they want to be in the for-hire industry, then they should do it right. They should get licensed and vetted by the TLC. And if that's the job they want to do, then they need to do it properly. And what I would say is, you know, one, I want to thank you for allowing me the opportunity to be on your show. I just want to let all the TLC drivers out there know that we do appreciate them greatly. We want to sort of reiterate the efforts to stay rested and alert during this dusk to dawn daylight savings time as well. And we appreciate them being courteous and providing a safe service to so many New Yorkers, visitors, tourists, each and every day. You play a vital, vital part in what makes this city the greatest city in the world. And I want to thank each and every one of you for waking up early every morning and working overnight every night. You guys got a tough job out there, and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Chief, and we appreciate you coming on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes.
I hope you'll come back again if we have a Taxi Dave Show.
I absolutely would. Thank you for having me. I appreciate you giving us the time.
Okay, Chief Molina, Taxi and Limousine Commission of New York City. Thanks again. All right. When we come back, we'll have Jason Gross, the head of the Curb Mobile business at Verifone Taxi Systems. And let's just see, how much time do we have? We need to take a break because I have a lot more to talk about also. So stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. We're here at Abe Middleman's house in Boca Raton, Florida.
Hi, everyone.
A retired New York City taxi driver and the guy who hosts NYCTaxiNews.com. That's his website.
Go, Abe.
The relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Come on down to a real killer of a house party at the always new Forest of Fear in Tuxedo Park, New York, 9 miles south of Woodbury Commons. Scream your way through 7 blood-curdling attractions for just one price. The multi-award-winning Forest of Fear was voted scariest in the state and a must-see haunt. The Forest of Fear. Carnival of the Dam.
Oh, not close.
The Slaughterhouse.
Morning Wood Cemetery,
the all-new Hot Zone, and so much more, all for one price. Don't miss the Forest of Fear, open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, October 6th through October 29th.
Though we find them very tasty,
the Forest of Fear is not recommended for children 12 and under. Save $2 this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. Print coupons at theforestoffear.com or enter code SCARYCLOWN when you buy your tickets at theforestoffear.com.
Proudly serving the New York transportation industry for over 20 years, Hereford Insurance Company serves the for-hire transportation market with all their insurance needs. Hereford Insurance provides TLC-required commercial auto liability, workers' compensation, theft, collision, and physical damage coverage. Hereford Insurance is located at 3601 43rd Avenue in Long Island City, New York. Visit Hereford.com for additional information or call 718-361-9191. 718-361-9191. That's 718-361-9191. Hereford Insurance. They move New York.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You too can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand new Wave, which is a wheelchair accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirement.
Hey, taxi.
Where to, buddy?
The Taxi Dave Show.
Florida with eight middlemen, Claire and Sue. Our next guest in the minute was going to be Jason Gross. This is the Taxi Dave Show, and we were talking about the apps last week, and a young lady came on who wears a boot and said she only takes yellow cabs. She doesn't take other types of transportation. She loves yellow cabs. And then I think it was Mike asked her, are you aware of the apps? And she said, what taxi apps? She didn't know about it.
Oh, boy.
Well, Jason Gross takes his job seriously, and there's a lot of things the public needs to hear about the app that's called Curb, C-U-R-B, and also the drivers out there need to engage it and hear about it. Right now, with us on the Taxi Dave Show is the head of Curb Mobile Business at Verifone Taxi System, Jason Gross. Welcome.
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity.
Okay, I want to do things a little backwards. First, for the drivers, I mean, we'll get, you know, if someone wants to download it, let's start with the passengers. One quick question. How does a passenger download your app?
Sure. So the passenger can go to the Apple App Store or the Android Google Play Store and just search for Curb, C-U-R-B, and download the app. It takes less than 2 or 3 minutes to sign up, and then you're ready to go.
And the same way people use other apps like Uber, they can use your app to hail a yellow cab. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can use the app to hail a yellow or a green cab, depending on where you are. Or you can just get into a cab and use the app to pay. So it's that same thing. You're hailing a cab on the street. You enter the 7-digit code on the back of the screen. And at the end of the ride, it knows your credit card. It knows what tip you want to give. It knows where to send your receipt. And you can just hop out.
So a lot of people feel... Yeah, I'm just thinking the public feels, well, everyone knows the word Uber, but I haven't heard of Curb. I mean, how many people a month in New York City use Curb, for example? I mean, is it 100 or 1,000 or is it larger than that?
You know, I mean, you might be surprised to hear this, but over 500,000 rides a month are powered by Curb in New York City. 500,000. So when you think about an average fare, you're talking about $10 million of revenue hitting the pockets of drivers in New York City from people using the Curb app or people using the Curb platform.
So hear that, folks. If you're looking for an app and you need transportation, try the Yellow Cab app, Curb. It only makes sense. Now, on the driver's end, are there incentives?
Yeah, I mean, you know, so first of all, right, these are getting people in back into taxis or increasing their use of taxis. And I mentioned earlier, you know, just in the fare box, you're talking about $10 million a month in trips coming from the Curb app. But there are also incentives for any of the e-hail trips through Curb or paying 50 cents on top of the fare and the tip to the driver. So not like Uber taking 20 or 30%, Not like some of the other apps that say, oh, I'm so cheap, I'm going to take only 10 or 15%. We're not taking anything, and we're paying you on top of the fare and the tip, 50 cents minimum. So when you talk about some of the other times of day or locations or drivers who are driving a away vehicle, there are other incentives involved. And if a passenger hails a trip and they cancel on you or they don't show up, then we're giving you a no-show fee or a cancellation fee for that trip. So it's really, you know, almost like guaranteed income for a driver to accept those trips.
Exactly. It's a win-win.
You know, and one of the things I want to make sure I do say, Dave, because I hear a little bit of confusion here. What we've done is on the driver's dim, in the top middle, you might see $10, $15, $25. That's that incentive money and those fees that we're Verifone going to pay you. But we need the drivers to come down to the Long Island City office.
Everybody know what a dim is. That's the driver information monitor. And that's a monitor in the front seat of the yellow cab. So when Jason says the dim, you're talking to the drivers and saying that if they see $10 in the middle, that's what Curb is going to pay them?
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they haven't set up an account, even if they get their paycheck or their cash out from their fleet, they need to come down to the Verifone office because all those Curb incentives are paid directly by Curb to the driver.
And how do they get paid for them?
Sure. So, again, they come down to the office at 1111 34th Avenue in Long Island City and make sure we have their account information, and then that dollar amount will go off their dim, off that screen, and into their bank account. And it'll reset, and they'll keep earning more money, and it'll get paid back out to them on top, again, of their fares and their tips.
Sounds fantastic.
Jason, this is Abe. I just want to ask you, many people that I speak to tell me that they're not aware of the Curb app. I know that 500,000 people a month are using it, which is great, but I think it could be 10 times that number if everybody in New York City knew about the app. I believe that if the app was displayed on the doors of the taxis, that it would be almost impossible for people not to know about the app. Is it possible, do you think, that you could somehow convince the taxi commission to let the taxis put the app on the doors of the taxis?
You know, I would love that. I mean, the TLC has been, you know, I would say they've been encouraging and they've been supportive. So what we do have is never big enough for me, right? If I had my way, I'd paint all the taxis green instead of yellow. Nice big Curb green with, you know, the logo on the side of it. But what we do have is a sticker that goes in the rear window. So on both the passenger, both sides of the car. And if they're down at the garage or they're getting their taxi top changed, someone can put those stickers in the windows. And then when anyone gets in the car or sees it up close, they're going to see that Curb name. We're also going to be putting out over the holidays and into next year more of the taxi tops with the Curb branding on them. So we definitely want to do what we can. But, you know, the best advocates we can have for getting consumers to use the app is the drivers themselves. They're those people that can convince the passengers, hey, you know, next time you should use Curb. Right? If you see a Curb job, make sure you give good service. Make sure you accept that job. You arrive, you know, open the door, open the trunk, all those things that taxi drivers do. But make sure people fall in love with that experience, and then they're going to use it over and over again.
We just got an email from a listener who says that you're saying that Curb alone is getting 4% of all yellow fares. And he wants everyone to know that that's a monstrous increase for Curb and Arrow, because a year ago you were only getting 0.5% of all the fares. So congratulations on a great job. Well done. At least I think that's what he's saying.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely been growing. You know, every day, every week, every month is better than the one before.
Okay. So now we have competition. You're equaling the competition. You're leveling the playing field. Okay, it's. I wish we had this 3 years ago, but it's great that it's growing exponentially. And let me ask you about ride sharing, because more people like to ride share for whatever it is, $5 or $6, but they don't get dropped off in front. It's only on the avenues. Are you doing anything with that?
Yeah. So in June, we launched a partnership with an app called Via, and what that allows both a Curb user or one of the Via users is to share a taxi. And what's interesting about that is, you know, I know the TLC has tried it years past, but it was really inefficient. And what we're doing here is if you say that you're open as a passenger to sharing your ride. When you get in that cab and you're heading towards your destination, if another passenger in real time hails a cab going in the same direction, we're going to match you guys up and we're going to send the driver a second job offer. So, you know, think about it from a driver's perspective. You get that curb e-hail, you pick up a passenger, we're telling you where to drop the passenger off, and all of a sudden pops up another offer. And it says, hey, go pick up this passenger. And that passenger is probably going to even further than the first one. So, you know, we know about taxi driving. One of the most difficult things is what do you do when a fare gets out? And now you got to drive around and find another fare. And, you know, you could go minutes, you could go an hour at certain times a day and in certain locations, not finding that second passenger. And what we're doing is we're trying to match you. So as a driver, you turn on that meter and hopefully you don't turn it off for hours. Right. From a passenger's perspective, you're saving up to 40% on your taxi fare. And it's not like one of those six or eight passenger vans.
So what you're telling the public in New York City is download that Curb app and any kind of transportation you want that you get from other apps, Curb is providing. Correct?
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right. 100%. This is great.
Nice.
All right. So this is Jason Gross on the Taxi Dave Show, head of the Curb Mobile business at Verifone Taxi Systems. Jason, I want to thank you so much for being on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you so much for having me, Dave.
And we hope you'll come back in the future.
Absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Okay, great. When we come back, we have a couple of calls, and we're also going to have Larry Chance on from Larry Chance and the Earls. I saw him last night, actually, down at the Coral Springs Center for the Arts. Phenomenal.
Fabulous.
Okay, phenomenal show. So stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show. We're brought to you by Melrose Credit Union. You can get there from here. We'll be right back.
Yes, life is but a dream. And I dream of you, strange as it may seem.
The relationship that you have with your bank is the third teller from the left, then maybe it's time to rethink your relationships. At Melrose Credit Union, they believe you should get much more from a banking relationship. That's why they provide their members with a business services specialist, a dedicated individual who takes the time to get to know you and who is responsible for handling every single interaction you have with the credit union. So you can continue to wait for teller number three or head over to Melrose Credit Union. They look forward to getting to know you.
Come on down to a real killer of a house party at the always new Forest of Fear in Tuxedo Park, New York, 9 miles south of Woodbury Common. Scream your way through 7 blood-curdling attractions for just one price. The multi-award-winning Forest of Fear was voted scariest in the state and a must-see haunt. The Forest of Fear, Carnival of the Damned.
Oh, not close.
The Slaughterhouse, Morningwood Cemetery, the all-new Hot Zone, and so much more, all for one price. Don't miss the Forest of Fear, open Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights, October 6th through October 29th.
Though we find them very tasty,
the Forest of Fear is not recommended for children 12 and under. Save $2 this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday nights. Print coupons at theforestoffear.com or enter code SCARYCLOWN when you buy your tickets at theforestoffear.com.
My father drove a yellow cab with Neil Greenbaum's father, Andy, who was the founder of All Taxi Management. You, too, can join the All Taxi family. Drive yellow and earn green. You can now own a brand-new Wave, which is a wheelchair-accessible vehicle, for only $797.99 a week and no money down. You will earn 50 cents for every trip you take. The car basically pays for itself. And to top it off, the first week is free. All Taxi Management is located at 41-25 36th Street in Long Island City, and that is conveniently located near the 7 train. With many cars available, new or used, work with the folks who have a great reputation. Call Max or Mr. L at 718-361-0055. That's 718-361-0055. Must meet certain requirements.
Purland Brokerage is one of New York's oldest and largest insurance brokerages, specializing in all forms of TLC insurance. They represent many insurance companies for black cars, luxury, and car service vehicles, medallion taxis, and green cabs, so you can be assured that you will get comparative pricing. You can get your TLC required liability insurance as well as fire, theft, collision, and workers' compensation coverage. Pearland can also help you with personal and other commercial insurance. For your convenience, Pearland has 6 offices located throughout the city. To find their locations and hours of operation, visit their website at PearlandBrokerage.com. For all your insurance needs, go to PearlandBrokerage.com.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
I'm looking for my baby.
Sunday night, this is the place to be on WOR 710. Real quick, recall, 700,000 recalls, okay? If an electrical connector for the auxiliary heater could overheat and cause a fire, so 216,000 Volkswagens are being recalled. I'm not going to give the makes and models. We only have a few minutes left, and I want to take one phone call and get Larry Chance on the phone also. Also, driver airbags that can deploy inadvertently, 495,000 Mercedes-Benz. The recall is going to start in December of 2017. That's 495,000 Mercedes. Almost everyone you can think of.
Years?
Yeah, but it'll take me the rest of the show, and I won't finish them. So real quick, let's take a quick phone call and then get to our guests. Solomon, you're on the Taxi Day Show.
Hi, Dave. Thank you for taking my call. I'm sorry I haven't called in a while. I was really looking forward to speaking with John from Kerr because regarding the e-hail apps, I'm not a really big fan of it considering the fact that I've done 5 since the program came on, and I got paid for 2. The other 3 were no-show customers. I was very upset about that because they're trying to compare us with Herb and Lyft and all these other e-hail companies. And there are no incentives right now for drivers. If we go there
and we don't get
the fare. Can you hear me, Dave?
Yeah, you've been on for almost a minute, so come on, let's finish it up. I hear what you're saying.
I'm sorry. So,
what else do you want? So what you're saying is you're not being paid for fares, and you wanted him to know that, right?
Yeah, I want, and not only that, but there are no incentives when you go and the passenger is not there. Like, for example, Uber charges $10.
You'll see the money. You get paid for no-shows directly from Curb. He was just saying that.
I'm just letting you know that that's not the case. And that's why I'm calling, because it's incorrect, because I'm just telling you right now, we haven't received
I'm going to have Jason Gross give you a call personally. I happen to know your number, okay, and I will have him call you. And sorry you had to hold on the phone. Sorry for all you other callers, but we have to move forward with the show. And you will get a call, Solomon. I promise you that, okay? We're going to take care of business. And another app that you need to know about drivers is Lacus, the Lacus app, lacustech.com, the Lacus app for drivers. If you what'd you say? Spell it?
Spell it.
You spell it.
L-A-C-U-S.
Okay.
Lacus.
That's the Lacus app. Download it. Use it. It is the future. Technology helped to disrupt this industry, and technology will bring it back. I'm not kidding. Drivers, this is a great app. Okay? You've heard me talk about it in the past. I believe in it. And if I believe in it, it's the real deal. Okay, we only have a few minutes left, and last night Claire and I went to the Coral Springs Center for the Arts, and we saw a Battle of the Burrows. They had the Drifters and the Coasters and Tommy Mara, and they had Larry Chance and the Earls.
Woo!
Welcome to the Taxi Dave Show, Larry.
Yeah, thank you, Larry.
I had a ball last night.
Yes, you did.
So did we.
What did Tommy call you, the Italian cowboy?
Tommy's a nutcase.
Yes, he is. Well, I liked your joke, and believe me, I'll never marry a woman with big hands. Okay. Private joke, folks. Private jokes. I'll explain it to you off the air. Anyway, it was such a wonderful show. living that music that I used to hear on the radios, the older kids used to listen to, the younger kids, and it's never died. And
yep.
It just,
you still got
it's
it,
clear,
kid.
You understand it, the beats, the momentum, the acapella. I mean, songs without music, mm-hmm. five-part harmony, it's just amazing. So when is your next show?
Next show is next week at the Bergen Performing Arts Center, Saturday, November 4th.
That's another Englewood,
the happenings, the Capris. Of course, Larry Chesnero's Kid Kyle, Jimmy Gallagher and the Passions, the Fireflies, the Quotations. It's going to be another great show.
Well, we're going to see you there.
We're
going to
be there.
Cool!
Whoa.
One of the reasons I reached out to you is because we love doo-wop. We love Larry Chance and the Earls. And it was great just seeing you guys perform last night and keeping that music alive. It's really great. So... you're originally a Bronx boy, okay, and we're here with Abe Middleman, who had the Doo-Wop Taxi Show.
Right, I know Abe.
Hello, Larry, how are you?
Good, Polly, how are you?
Okay, you remember 40 years ago when I met you at the Granite Hotel? I told you that my favorite song was I'm Looking for a Taxi.
Yeah, he remembers every single fan that comes up to him with their favorite song.
No. Larry,
he never forgets a fan.
Larry let me sit off stage and watch him that night. Okay, I don't know if he remembers that, but we have met and we have interviewed, me and Larry, right?
Well, most people
I know we've met, and the Granite was a great venue. It was a great place to work. All these hotels in the Catskills, that's the reason I live here, because I worked the Catskills so often, and sad to say they've all gone down one by one.
I want to tell you, I lived in Washingtonville, New York. It's no secret. And a guy
we did together.
That's exactly
Well, I mean,
right.
We didn't live together, but...
That's right.
We both lived there at the same time.
That's right. My girlfriend's looking at me funny now. Okay.
And
the best Italian restaurant, for ambience, no. But for food, it's at 5 stars, right? Gigi's.
Oh, my God. Gigi's.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
So
you make everything fresh. And he does it.
You know, there you are.
I'm waiting because what he does is just delicious.
Speaking with an accent. Most people don't know, but you were a number of different voices on the Ima show, right? Speaking of radio?
Yes, I was the voice of Rainbow Johnson and Gerardo Santana Banana, Vice President, General Manager, in charge of editorial opinion. It was a crazy guy. It was another outlet for me. You know, I love comedy and I love making people laugh, and that was an opportunity to do it.
Yeah, so you're an old pro at the radio. Not only from a singing point of view.
What a guy.
Yeah.
What a guy am I.
You know, in between each song, Larry would tell the joke. I was laughing out loud last night with tears in my eyes. I'm like, this is great. Not only are we getting music, we're getting a comedy show in between, too. But, folks, if you want to have a good time, if you're listening in New York City, New Jersey, the tri-state area, check out Larry Chance and the Earls and the Doo-Wop and Rock and Roll show at the Bergen Pack next Saturday night. Okay, Taxi Dave will be there.
Yeah,
right, I'm giving free autographs. and Larry Chance is not letting me backstage, so it's okay.
Go.
What?
I'm going to that show.
I don't blame you.
Awesome.
And it's funny you mentioned the Catskill Mountains, because my family used to have a hotel there, and I know very well that you guys can make a living. Friday nights, there was always a singer or a musician and a comedian.
Right.
And Saturday, you had both and a late show. So
I opened
busy.
For the biggest names of the show, but I opened for Joan Rivers and Red Buttons, Howie Mandel.
Oh. Oh.
And I mean, just on and on. It was a wonderful, wonderful experience.
Well, it's still a wonderful experience seeing Larry Chance and the Earls perform together.
Yeah.
All right, so if you go to one of the doo-wop shows and you're not sure who Larry Chance and the Earls is, look for the Italian guy with the cowboy hat on. That's Larry Chance.
You go, darling.
That's my new persona.
Larry, Taxi Dave, we'll see you next Saturday night with Claire. And
I look forward to it.
Anything you want to tell our listeners out there?
No, just they can always go to our website to get information or our fan club page on Facebook. And we'd love to hear from
them. What is the website or the fan club page? The website's Larry Chancen.
LarryChancenEros.com, and of course, Larry Chancen Eros Fan Club on Facebook.
There we go. Once again, thanks for being on the Taxi Dave Show.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
So there was a letter in the Caribbean Daily by Amir Cahal, and basically the headline is Yellow Taxi Industry Remains a Pathway to Success for Immigrants. And he writes, I love my job as a taxi driver because it gives me a path to the middle class. The reality, despite what you may hear from big corporations like Uber, driving a cab provides many great opportunities today, as it did for many others who've settled in this country from all parts of the world for a better life. Today's yellow taxi drivers have more options than ever before. New programs are also allowing taxi drivers to get into ride sharing, which, by the way, Jason Gross from Curb told us about. Simply put, we can do anything that Uber and Lyft can do, and because the vast majority of us are full-time professional drivers, we can do it better and we can do it safer. I feel strongly supported by others in the industry who care about me and my success. I'm proud to know I'm part of an industry, a family, when I drive my yellow cab. Around 90% of yellow taxi drivers are immigrants, representing more than 160 countries of origin. It's incredible to be part of such a diverse industry that actually recognizes the power of immigrant workers and voices. For me and many others driving a yellow ticket, a yellow taxi, it's a ticket out of poverty. And it's a wonderful, wonderful letter. So I want to thank Amir Cahal for writing it. It's certainly great. Drivers, passengers in New York City, download the Curb app. You need to if you want to take apps in New York City. And drivers, download the Lacus app. Definitely. Abe Middleman, I want to thank you so much, and Sue, for your hospitality here in Florida.
And thank you, Dave.
Okay, all our listeners, all our guests, TLC, Curb, thank you so much. I got to go now.
Taxi, take me back to New York City.